Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Kamala Harris is the gift that keeps on giving, because when Joe Biden can't put a coherent sentence together, at least you know that Kamala Harris can. Now, she did a big interview, and I think it was in theory to try to make the Democratic Party feel better about their babbling idiot, which is Joe Biden. The reality is, she didn't make things much better for Joe at all. It made it worse. Why? Because she's letting you know and assuring you that Joe Biden is very much alive. And apparently that's enough for you to want to vote for him. Take a listen to this from her CBS interview. Now, I want to be clear, none of this has been modified or changed. This is real.
We were talking to some Democratic donors, and they have told us that should something befall President Biden and he is not able to run, that there would be a free-for-all for who would run as president. You are in the spot that would be a natural for you to step up, but we're hearing from donors that they would not naturally fall into line. Why is that?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to engage in that hypothetical because Joe Biden is very much alive and running for re-election.
So. Well, that's good to know. He's very much alive. That is how low the bar has been lowered when it comes to Joe Biden's re-election. Look, Joe Biden is very much alive, okay? He's very much alive and running for re-election because he has a heartbeat. And then listen to this.
So but you do know, I mean, that is a concern and a legitimate concern, I would say.
I hear from a lot of different people a lot of different things, but let me just tell you, I'm focused on the job. I truly am. Our democracy is on the line, Bill, and I frankly in my head do not have time for parlor games when we have a president who is running for re-election. That's it, folks.
Joe Biden, very much alive and running for re-election. So is Joe Biden out there doing these interviews? No. No, he's not. And that's exactly the reason why Kamala Harris is out there doing this big interview on CBS, because Joe Biden clearly can't handle it. She was asked about inflation and started bragging about reducing inflation. It's a lie, but listen.
We came into office during the height of a pandemic. Record unemployment. And because of our economic policies, we now are reducing inflation. We have created over 14 million new jobs. We've created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. Wages are up. And so we've seen great progress.
We've seen great progress. Okay, so you would think that that interviewer would fact check her on that, right? And say, well, that's not true. Under Biden, wages are down 3.2% while prices are up by 17.7%. In fact, you could have quoted the United States government to get those numbers. Again, real wages are down by 3.2% under Biden-Harris, and prices are up by 17.7%. So why would you allow Kamala Harris to brag about reducing inflation and that wages are up when both of those things are a lie? Because you're the hacks in the media. Here's the other thing. She was asked, okay, well, if this is true, then why aren't you guys, I don't know, like 30 points ahead in the polls?
Why are you not 30 points ahead?
Well, I'm not a political pundit, so I'm not going to speak to that. But what I will say is this. When the American people are able to take a close look at election time on their options, I think the choice is going to be clear. Bill, we're going to win. Let me just tell you that. We're going to win.
We're going to win, folks. Let me just tell you that. Why are you not up by 30 points if everything you're saying is true? Now, that's an accurate question to ask. The problem is he didn't correct the lies that she was telling. Now, Kamala Harris was also asked about their messaging in general. And this is what she said as well during the interview.
Do you have to ask yourself, why are people seeming not to hear our message?
I look at it more as, let's keep getting out there. And as with any election, we got to make our case to the American people. That's part of our responsibility. And that's this process. And that's what it is. And that's a fair process.
Fair process, folks. We're just got to get our message out there. So in other words, you guys are actually doing really well right now in America. You just don't know it. That's the argument that's being made by Kamala Harris. She wants you to believe and brags that reducing inflation is because of her and Biden, and that wages are up. Those are both lies. They're absolutely not. And then if you ask her a question about Joe Biden, she says that Joe Biden is very much alive, so therefore you should vote for Joe Biden because he's very much alive. She was asked about the border. Remember, she is the border czar. Don't worry, it wasn't a tough question from CBS, and here's what she said.
Most Americans say that they don't think you're doing a good job on the border, you and the administration. The number of people trying to cross the U.S. southern border is at an all-time high.
It's no secret that we have a broken immigration system. Short term, we need a safe, orderly, and humane border policy. And long term, we need to invest in the root causes of migration. But the bottom line, Congress needs to act. Come on, participate in the solution instead of political gamesmanship.
You notice how every time a politician doesn't have an actual policy, they'll say the same thing, like, well, you know, we need a solution to this problem. You're the vice president of the United States of America. I understand you got a president that's incoherent and incapacitated, but you are the vice president of the United States of America. And she's like, we need a safe, orderly, and humane border policy. We had one, Kamala. You inherited it from Donald J. Trump. And then you decided, because you're an idiot and your president, your boss is a bigger idiot, you decided whatever Orange Man did was bad and we're going to do the opposite of it. And then you got 10,000 people coming across the border every 24 hours. And then you say something as stupid as, well, we need a safe, orderly, and humane border policy. What is happening at the border is inhumane right now. The number of people that are being attacked, the number of people that are being raped, the number of people that are being assaulted, it is inhumane. In fact, I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz said about what he just saw at the border. He just came back from the border and he was talking about how horrific it was, the border with children. Take a listen to what he saw.
The one that was haunting for me was in the back. There was this man, a grown man, maybe 35 years old. And he was with a little girl who was 10. And he said she was his daughter. She said he was her dad. It was obvious to everyone.
He was lying.
He was not her father. He had his arm around her, and it was like locked tight, like he was holding her almost so she wouldn't run away. And the look of terror in that little girl's face, she was so frightened of this large, sweaty man who had his arm around her and was saying he was her father. And there's a frustration and helplessness that there's nothing we can do, there's nothing the Border Patrol can do. Because when they take them in, the Biden administration instructs them, release them. And, you know, during the Trump administration, they had a policy that they were DNA testing, in particular, adult men who would present with young children and claim to be their fathers, because this was a persistent problem. And they DNA test them, and north of 30% of them had no match. They were not their fathers. Now, think for a second about what the risks are of handing a 10-year-old girl over to a grown man who is not her father. And the reason for this is the policy under Obama and the policy under Biden is if you show up with a kid, you get let go immediately. And so there's a value
to bring that child.
To
bring a cover story.
The cartels effectively rent these kids. But I got to say, it was sick looking at that little girl. In any sane world, you'd say, get your damn hands off her.
And we're going to DNA test.
We're going to DNA test you. And when we find out you're not her dad, you're going to be arrested.
But the problem is, Kamala Harris, she stopped the DNA test with Joe Biden because they said, whatever that other guy did, we're doing the opposite of it. We don't care how many kids are raped. We don't care how many kids are sex slaved. We don't care about any of it. We, no matter what, are going to do whatever the hell we want to do to open our border and be the opposite of Donald Trump. That's what this was all about with them from the very beginning. And now that it's a disaster, Kamala Harris is like, well, we need an orderly and an orderly system at their southern border. You had that. You inherited it. And now you're allowing this to happen to children from all over the world. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in. While you're paying a bill, you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. Mark Levin, coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Now, let's also talk about the other aspect of not just the sex trafficking, the abuse of children. that is coming across the southern border and Kamala Harris refusing to take responsibility. That's her policies that have allowed for the worst invasion in our country's history and the worst humanitarian crisis that we've seen in our nation's history at our southern border. But let's talk about how many people are dying now because of this open border policy. This is the other reason why Democrats refuse to go to the border. This is the reason why Kamala Harris refused to go to Night Watch. This is why Kamala Harris and Joe Biden refused to go down there and actually see what is happening. They refuse to do their job, which is to secure our nation's borders. It's their job to do that. It's their constitutional duty to do that. They're not doing it. But when I was sitting down talking with Ted Cruz about this as he came back from the border, he was also talking about one of the sheriffs that he met with. And the sheriff was giving him and the other senators and others a briefing. And he talked about now how they're just finding dead bodies everywhere. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I mean, they're talking about finding dead bodies literally everywhere. Take a listen to this.
We sat down with the sheriff of Brooks County. Brooks County is north. And where Brooks County is, there's a checkpoint at Falfurrias. And so what happens is the smugglers don't want to be caught at the checkpoint. So they stop south of the checkpoint and they make all the illegal immigrants get out. And they go through Brooks County to get around the checkpoint. And Brooks County is a pretty rugged county. It's in the summertime, it's brutally hot. There's not a lot of water there. And the number of deaths that they find, the farmers and ranchers find dead bodies, one after the other, after the other, after the other. That there are emergency beacons that they've installed that have writing for illegal immigrants. The first language you see is Chinese.
Wow.
They have writing in Chinese. They have writing in Arabic. And it's push this if you're in distress, the Border Patrol will come rescue you. But they go off and the coyotes, if you're in distress, they just abandon you.
Yeah, they don't care.
If you're a pregnant lady, if you're elderly, if you're a little kid, you will die. The sheriff of Brooks County had brought a three-ring binder with about 100 different cases of bodies they'd found in Brooks County.
Wow.
And I sat there, Ben, and I flipped through it one at a time. The conditions of those bodies. I have to tell you, I was physically ill. Seeing in the heat, people's face gets charred. They get blown up and enlarged. Just the effects of the weather are grotesque. There were multiple young women who had died. And every one of them had their pants open and pulled down. And it was clear they'd been raped before they died. One after the other after the other. And I actually made a point. I said, I'm going to go through this entire book. These are human beings. I need to see what's happening. I got to say, I don't know a reporter at CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS or NBC who goes through that book, who covers that book, who tells the story. These are the Biden body bags. These are the people who are dying because of your policies.
Calling them the Biden body bags is not hyperbole. It's accuracy. It's truth in a response to what's actually happening right now at the southern border. Which goes back to the reporter asking Kamala Harris, hey, serious question here. Why are you guys so unpopular?
A recent CBS poll found that at the beginning of President Biden's term, 70% of young people under 30, said he was doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's less than 50%. Why is that? What's going on?
If you poll how young people feel about the climate and the warming of our planet, it pulls as one of their top concerns. When we talk about what we are doing with student loan debt, polls very high. The challenge that we have as an administration is we gotta let people know who brung it to them. That's our challenge. But it is not that the work we are doing is not very, very popular with a lot of people.
No, it's popular, just everyone says it's not. But, you know, the challenge that we have as an administration, just, I mean, imagine if you had the biggest bully pulpit in America. Oh, wait, you do. Is we got to let people know who's brung it to them. Brung it to them, yeah. It is not that the work we are doing is not very, very popular. It's very popular with a lot of people, okay? I mean, I think the media just has such a disdain for this vice president. And the reason why is because they know that she's an idiot, and it terrifies them that she could be the president of the United States of America. I actually believe the left thinks that way. You know, Kamala Harris was asked a question, for example, about Iran, because she's basically the de facto president of the country right now. And her response to Iran for 80%, from what we understand now, 80% of all funding to Hamas at minimum is coming directly from Iran. And what is her response to that? Listen.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word. Pretty straightforward.
Don't. Just don't. Don't give money. Don't train their soldiers. Don't give them the missiles and the bombs. Like, I mean, is that it? And what about Israel? Do we have a clear message from President Harris? Because she's basically the acting president on Israel. What does she say?
Israel, without any question, has a right to defend itself. That being said, it is very important.
Ah, there it is. Hold on. There it is. All right. So Israel can defend itself, but there's your but, right? That being said, and listen.
There be no conflation between Hamas and the Palestinians. The Palestinians deserve equal measures of safety and security, self-determination and dignity. And we have been very clear that the rules of war must be adhered to, and that there be humanitarian aid that flows.
What else do you need to hear from this administration to realize they have no idea what they're doing? There was a vote, by the way, to condemn Hamas in Congress, for example. And Democratic Representative Andre Carlson actually calls a fellow Democratic congressman a coward, a punk, and a tough guy, and a gangster for criticizing Carlson's vote against condemning the Hamas terrorists. A bunch of Democrats said, no, we're not condemning what they did. Like, how much more simple and straightforward of a vote do you need as Democrats? And listen to this.
He's cowardly. I think he's not acting in the role as a member of Congress. I think he's shown himself to be very emotional. Like most cowardly people, when you confront them, they're afraid. I'm unafraid of the guy. And if he wants to call us despicable, I'm saying he's a coward and he's a punk. And he should remember why the people sent him here. And if he wants to play some kind of tough guy or gangster, we can handle it like gentlemen, or we can get into something else.
Or we can get into something else. Now, Carlson, who you just heard right there, is one of nine Democrats. This is Kamala Harris's party. One of nine Democrats. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but nine Democrats who voted against the resolution to condemn the Hamas terrorists who beheaded infant children. Six Democrats didn't have the guts to condemn them either and voted present. This is the Democratic Party right now. Something else that came out that you just need to know about. Israel was talking about what they found in Gaza. They found babies that were put in ovens, burnt to a crisp. You're telling me that Jamal Bowman, Congresswoman Cori Bush, the congressman you just heard from, Carson, Congressman Al Green, Congressman Summer Lee, Congresswoman AOC, Ilhan Omar, Congressman Tlaib, Rashid Tlaib, you're telling me that those Congresswoman Ramirez can't condemn the baking of a child in an oven by the terrorists? Now remember, they're not, I want to be clear. This resolution wasn't condemning Palestinians. This was separating them and it just being the Hamas terrorists, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't vote to stand with Israel against Hamas. That is your Democratic Party. If you want to know why the Democrats are so unpopular right now, why Kamala Harris is so unpopular right now, this is why.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Peter Ducey at Fox News Channel was at the White House today, and he asked a question of Jean-Pierre, and it was a simple question. Does President Biden think the anti-Israel protesters in this country are extremists, right? Because the White House loves to label everyone and everything an extremist, right? If you support Trump, you're a domestic terrorist, you're an extremist, right? If you were anywhere around the Capitol on January the 6th, you're a domestic terrorist, you're an extremist. If you're a parent that goes to a school board meeting to talk about protecting your kid from transgendered ideology and changing bathrooms and locker rooms, you are what? You know what you are. You are a domestic terrorist. You're an extremist. They absolutely love to say that everyone everywhere is an extremist. So if you're an actual Hamas advocate and you're chanting gas the Jews, I think it's not a crazy idea to, you know, like actually ask the president of the United States of America to condemn those people. They have not done that yet. The Democratic Party, to be clear, has not done that yet. So the question was asked. Listen to this ridiculously long answer, by the way. This also comes as we have Gas the Jews on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. That was actually screamed at the Opera House. Over and over again. Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. This should be not, like, even up for debate. You should be able to condemn this. When you have students at Cornell that are Jewish, that are locked in a library, being surrounded by people that are coming and banging on the door, like, you should be able to condemn that. That should not be hard. When you have people that are going out in the streets chanting death to Israel in America and on college campuses talking about genocide, you should be able to declare that that is extremism. Like, this, again, isn't that hard. So can the White House do it? No, the White House cannot do it. Listen.
Thank you, Corrine. Does President Biden think the anti-Israel protesters in this country are extremists?
What I can say is what we've been very clear about this. When it comes to anti-Semitism, there is no place. We have to make sure that we speak against it very loud and be very clear about that. Remember, what the president decided to, when the president decided to run for president is what he saw in Charlottesville in 2017. When he saw neo-Nazis marching down the streets of Charlottesville with vile anti-Semitic just hatred. And he was very clear then, and he's very clear now. He's taken actions against this over the past 2 years, and he's continued to be clear. There is no place for this type of vile and despite this kind of rhetoric.
And we hear you guys, though, talk about extremists all the time. It is usually about MAGA extremists. So what about these protesters who are making Jewish students feel unsafe on college campuses? Are they extremists?
I've been very, very clear. We are calling out any form of hate It is not acceptable. It should not be acceptable here. And we are going to continue to call that out. And let me be very clear. This is a president that has continued to have that fight in his office, in this administration. You know, when he repealed Trump's Muslim ban on his very first day in office, that is something that this president did. He also established an inter-policy committee to counter Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and related forms of bias and discrimination. We have taken this very, very, very seriously from the president all the way on down.
Does President Biden look at these anti-Israel protests on college campuses and think it's nice to see that the country's youth are so involved, or does he think the next generation is doomed?
Here's the thing. There's no place for hate in America. I'm telling you, there's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms. And you heard me say at the top, I gave a message to students who are feeling under threat right now, right? You know, we're tracking these threats very closely. We are there for them. No student should have to be able to go to class, live on campus in fear. And, you know, these incidents, these reported anti-Semitic incidents at schools and on campuses, that should not be. We have to condemn them. We have to condemn them.
So are they extremists? No. Did she say they're extremists? No. Did the White House treat them as extremists? No. She gave the perfect answer without saying that these people actually are extremists. You noticed that. Let me give you another example of our U.S. government right now. State Department spokesman refuses to condemn the Turkish president. Okay, now this isn't even an ally of ours. This is Turkey. This is an adversary of ours. Who praised Hamas and accused the U.S. of carrying out a massacre in Gaza. The State Department spokesman refuses to condemn the Biden administration, refusing to condemn the Turkish president who praised Hamas. Listen.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sir, thank you. All the statements by Mr. Erdogan against Israel and in favor of Hamas. I mean, I have an easy question. Do you like this statement or not? Why you don't say it?
I think I made pretty clear our assessment of Hamas, and it does differ from the one that was offered.
But do you have any problem that your ally Erdogan is saying that Israel is terrorist and not Hamas?
I think our views are pretty well known on this question, yes. That Hamas is a brutal terrorist organization. I don't think anyone is in doubt about what we think about this situation, and we will continue to engage with all of our allies.
And another question, three senators, one second, three senators are asking.
We're getting a little rowdy today.
Yes.
What's going on?
Anyway, three senators are asking to expel Turkey from NATO, and I see that Senator Scott says that Hamas murders innocent babies, etc., etc. Erdogan has again shown that his interests don't align with those of the U.S. We need to seriously consider Turkey membership in NATO if it's willing to side with Iran-backed terrorists. Your comment, please.
So I would say that Turkey, despite our disagreements on this question, has been a valuable NATO ally. We look forward to continuing to work with them to strengthen NATO. And that includes securing Sweden's quick accession to NATO, something that we know is now pending in the Turkish parliament. So there are obviously, this is not the first issue with which we've disagreed with the leadership of Turkey, but we still find them to be a productive and helpful NATO ally. We'll continue to work with them on the things we agree, on the things on which we agree. And make clear to them when we have disagreements.
Let me just say two things here. The rest of the world is watching to see the response of the White House when something like this happens. Like, make no mistake, okay? Turkey, I can actually give some credit to. At least you know what they believe. They believe that Israel should be pushed into the sea. They believe that the Jewish people should be exterminated. They believe that Hamas should have the entire land. Like, I can actually appreciate that type of honesty. I disagree with what they're saying, but at least they're bold. At least they're blunt about what they believe and why they believe it. We have a White House and an administration, the State Department, that cannot and will not and refuses to do the exact same damn thing. They will not condemn. They will not say it's wrong. They will not say that we completely disagree with Turkey and we condemn them. No, we're going to instead we'll give them accolades. We believe they're a productive member of NATO and we look forward to continue to work with them in NATO. ... Right? No, we won't say anything bad about them. We know they can't stand America and they're accusing America of genocide in Gaza. We know that they're saying that the Israelis are horrible people. But this is the reason why the rest of the world reacts the way they do to Joe Biden. They react the way they react to Joe Biden because they know they can. They know they can get away with whatever the hell they want to get away with. They know that there is no one in this administration that will hold them accountable, even when they say and chant death to America or say that America is committing genocide. They know that they can take advantage of America. And the reason why they can take advantage of America is because right now we have multiple members of the Democratic Party that vote no on a resolution to condemn terrorists who put babies, we now learned, into ovens and were found by the Israelis. If you want to know why I'll never vote for a Democrat, this is why. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.